thank you. We worship you. We praise you. We declare your name, Jesus Christ, all over the place of everything that we're doing, when we're breathing, when we're walking, when we are thinking. We declare your name all over the place, all the time. In your name, Jesus Christ, right now, we declare that you are here with us. Holy Spirit, touch the hearts and minds, transform us according to the will of our Father God. Please, be you speaking to the church and not me. Please, remove my thoughts, my mentality, everything from me, and be you speaking to the church. We're just going to share what we believe that you are sharing to us. So that's going to be edifying and building our hearts and minds according to your will. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. So previously, all these past weekends, we have been talking about, as you guys know, different topics like leader strength. And based on that, in Revelation, when it's talking about anyway, the Church of Philadelphia, they felt like leader strength on them. They kept the word of God, and that will bless the church, bless our life also when we apply that to our life, to receive the open doors or closing doors from Jesus Christ in our life. And those doors that he opened, nobody shut, and the one that he shut, nobody can open, which is a great blessing. Also, we talk about faith over fear. And then also last weekend, we talk about overcome fear. Today is going to be something related to the same thing based on everything that we are going right now in the whole life and world. And I hope it's going to be a blessing in your life. Amen? So in my experience this week, in my work that I want to share with you guys to open this, it is that we, as a company, as a manufacturing company, we receive a visit from an agency named EPA, Environmental Protection Association, I think, or agency. So that agency show up, and then we have to make sure that everything is good, that everything is secure, that everything is in good standing, so we can pass the audit, and then we're good. But if they find something inside of that audit, then you have to correct it in a certain time frame. Otherwise, you will be maybe getting a fine from them, which sometimes is a large amount of money. And you're trying to prevent that. You're trying to make sure that you're not in violation of anything. And before that visit, you always have to make sure that everything is secure, safe, everything is in the right place, etc. And that's the same concept that I want to share with you guys today about how are we securing and making our hearts and minds safe of all the environment that we are facing and making sure that we are good standing with God. Because at some point, Jesus Christ will come again. We know that. And I think the question that we need to ask ourselves is, where am I at right now? Am I in good standing with him? Am I safe, secure right now? I have the hearts and my mind connected with Jesus Christ right now. I'm accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior. He's the only one that he can bring me salvation right now to my life. And we face too many things. And things that those affect maybe that security and that safety environment that we are building right now in our hearts and mind. And I like to share this funny story that I heard about the mop. You might know this. A four-year-old spilled his cola or drink on the rug and wanted to clean up the mess himself. So his mother told him that the mop was just outside the back door. Quickly, he ran to the door, but realized that it had become dark outside. Suddenly scared, he told his mother what the problem was, assuring him, she told him that Jesus is everywhere, even in the dark places, and that he'll always protect him, Jesus Christ. This put a smile on his face, so he opened the door just enough to poke his head outside and call out, "Jesus, if you're out there, could you pass me the mop?" I'm not going there. But if you're there, come on, give me the mop. So the same concept, we are trying to build this security, this safety in our hearts, but knowing that Jesus Christ is there for us, What else we need? What else we need? And we're facing different things. We're facing rejection. We're facing failures. We're facing success. We're facing love. We're facing different things in our daily life. And one of the biggest things that we are facing is this challenge with emotions, reactions, and things that, or decisions that we like to make or not make because we don't know what's going to happen. And that uncertainty is the thing that sometimes is breaking that security, that safety in us. And going through the scripture and going and learning more about what Jesus Christ and God offered to our hearts and mind, and hoping that that word is going to stuck in our hearts and mind, is going to help us to continue moving forward. And it is about trust. The word trust. That word trust, when we learn more about it, what is the definition of that word? It means security. It means safety. It means that we have that safety and security when we have someone or something integrated in our belief. And when we go back to our time and our life, we have different stories. And those stories in our life build that security, that safety, that trust. You have an experience maybe in the back in your life that is related to XYZ problems and situations. Maybe a problem with your boyfriend, maybe with your girlfriend, maybe with mom, maybe with dad, maybe with the neighbor, maybe with a coworker. And those problems, depending on the reaction and situation of what happened over there, it will create a bond, a security, a safety environment of trust, or it will create just an X. I'm not going to deal with you anymore, or I'm not going to work with you anymore, or you offend me, or this situation create a failure, and I don't want to do that anymore. So that break that trust. Or it will bring that trust, and now you trust in that specific situation, or that person, or that environment, that place. Now the question that we need to ask ourselves, it is that trust that built in our hearts and mind. Is that trust is because I created, or that person created in me, or is a trust that he's creating in me? So I can trust in him and not in the environment, or trusting in him and not in the other person over here on the earth. Because his trust endures forever. It's faithful. It's unbreakable. But the trust that we are facing right now on the earth with other things, environment, or situations, it might be not durable. They might be temporary. They might be not going to last forever. And that's the trust that we need to take a look at ourselves, because whatever situation that you went through in your life are not the same of mine. We know that. So that trust that you have is not the same trust that I have. I may be trusting this XYZ person, but you may be not trusting in that person because you have something else going on with that person. I don't know. Different stories, different environments, different places, different situations. But how or where you are right now today trusting in God? Are you trusting in him really in everything right now? Or you are just trusting in him in this specific situation that happened in the past, that you see his glory and you see his a miracle thing happen in your life. And I say, based on this, I'm trusting in him in everything. Or just in this thing, I'm trusting in him, but not in this situation because I don't have any experience with that, with God over here yet. So how we are managing that right now? And the first thing that I want to share with you guys, because trust is can be, again, self-confidence, behavior trust. It can be a trust in others based on the situation. And I always say this, when we are having some maybe discrepancies, or maybe we don't have trust, or we have trust issues with someone else on the earth, maybe it's because that person have different situation or experiences that is not allowing trust to me. And in order to me to get to that situation, I need to go to the original situation that that person have and try to break that bondage that they have with that failure that they have in the past, break it and get into the hearts, into the mind, and then restore that person. Simple, just to have an idea. Let's say I'm going to just say a random name. Don't if I'm saying one of your name, don't take it personally. It's not you. Let's say Catherine. Catherine had in the past a situation with his dad. And now she seen that her dad is abuse, words, offensive, too strong, I don't know. And she is now creating trust issues right now between her and her dad. And now she's carrying that all over the place, work, school, neighborhood, everywhere, church, everywhere. And now we are facing this situation because God is always going to try to restore your heart and your mind. And now how we can get to that situation, how we can get to help Catherine so that way she can be restored. Jesus Christ is the only one that can help us with that. But in those situations that we're facing, that we can get to break that, we have to get to the figure of part of being a father, so that way that person can be helpful, or we can help that person. For example, simple, Catherine just don't have never that figure of a dad in her life, and a flat tire happened, and now she don't have no one that he can change the tire for her. She don't know how to do it. And you say, well, call the insurance company and they can do it for you. Yeah. But anyway, if you as a friend, is you as a boss, manager, I don't know, husband, whatever, and you go and start teaching her and start helping her and start doing those things for her, she starts seeing that figure that she didn't saw when she was growing and she was harmed. And now you're getting to that point and breaking that trust and getting to the trust point to get that relationship restored. And I believe that's what God is trying to us, doing to us in our hearts, because the world damaged our hearts and our mind with different things. And now we're kind of like, I don't know if I can trust with of you right now, to be honest. Sometimes we have that specific situation based on the environment or problems that we are facing on the earth. I don't know if I can trust in you with this, because I already tried this and it worked out over here on the earth. I already tried to use the money and fix these, or I already tried lying, and when I lie, I gain what I need to gain, and I already did this, and it works for me, and I trust in this, but not in you yet, because I don't have any experience with you. Hopefully you are getting it, but I will get over there. Let's go to the scripture really quick. Okay, Psalm 118:8. This is David. And David expressed this based on the situation that he was facing. Remember, the enemies was going after him. King Saul, he was going after him. And now in Psalm 118 and so many, 8 says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in princes. And here we can see how David is expressing us through the Bible, and we are believing and trusting that this is God talking to our hearts and mind right now, that based on trusting in God, we need to take a look of what He is for us as a refuge. He is our refuge. But now, how you can see God being your refuge if you don't go through situations? If everything is fine, you don't have to run to any place or save yourself. Everything's good. If there's no storm out there or any tornado, you don't have to go on shelter in place or shelter. Right? You don't hear the alarm, but soon, right away, you hear the alarm. Start running to the basement or start running to shelter in place. To take refuge. So in other words, what are you saying, John? Do I need problems to trust in God? I'm not going to say that, because sometimes it's tough and difficult. But if we go through those situations, that we all go through them, and we go and run to Him and say, please, save me, secure me. I'm going to take refuge in you. That's a different mentality. Then you are looking for Him for that purpose. Not in those other things that work out over here on the earth. I'm looking His refuge. And that's the point that I want to share with you guys today. The number one is refuge. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord. But how we can trust in Him? So in other words, when we, for example, we receive those situations and problems, say, yes, this is the moment. To what? To trust in Him. Because I cannot trust in Him when I don't need Him in this situation. Because everything is beautiful right now. I don't have any problems, any issue. And that's the problem, that we are getting so distracted with the things out there that we think, I can resolve the problems and all the issues that I have with all the things that I have over here on the earth, but not in Him. And due to that, then I don't have to put my trust in the Lord. I will put the trust in all these things over here. I don't know you, but I know that I have been doing that sometimes because we get distracted and we trust in the things over here. Things that they are temporary, things that they're not going to last forever. In persons over here. When the Bible says, trust in the Lord. Take refuge in Him. And He will protect you. And when you need that refuge, it's because there's a storm coming or there's a storm happening right now in your life. So He needs you to put your trust in Him and remove the trust of the other things right now on the earth or the things that happen in your life. 2 Samuel 22:2, it says, He said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. He's my stronghold. My refuge and my savior. From violent people, you save me. But what happened if you don't have the violent people? But what happened if you don't have those situations? What happened if you don't have the storm? He will be your refuge anyway. Hallelujah. It's really interesting how the Bible expressed as a God, as a rock, as a fortress. And you will need just those things to protect you. Once again, sorry that I have to insist on this. But you need those things because there's enemies. If you don't have enemies or you don't have things happening against your will, the will of God in your life, why He's been your rock, why He's been your salvation, why He's been your deliverer, why? What is the main purpose of that? If you don't have those things happening in your life, we need it. And I'm just giving you a word of encouragement. If you're going through that stuff, if you have it right now, you have God, you have the Lord. That is your salvation, that is your refuge, that is your rock, that is your delivery, that is everything in your life. Take that opportunity. You have it. Don't let it go. Don't miss that. Don't trust in those things over here on the earth. Don't trust in things that happened in the past. Psalm 115:9, it says, all you Israelites, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear Him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Psalm 9:7, the Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed and a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Who we are seeking? Are we seeking the Lord, or are we seeking all the other things? Where are our eyes? Where are we fixing our eyes? Are we fixing our eyes in the things on the earth, or fixing the eyes on Jesus? Because he's the rock and salvation. He's the one. There's nothing else. There's nothing here on the earth that it can provide that trust, that salvation, that protection. It's just him. This is a story about, let me see, monkey, tiger, and a dog. A wealthy man went through Africa, and then he brings his dog. And then his dog was just wandering around and flying the butterflies, and then he got lost. And when he got lost, this tiger saw him. And the tiger just looked at the dog and said, lunch. Nice. And then the tiger started going towards the dog. The dog looked the tiger coming and say, ooh, trouble. When he started looking around, he saw bones around on the floor. So then when he noticed that the tiger was really close, he say, these tiger's bones, they were really good. I'm wondering if there's more tigers around. Whew, the tiger stopped, and then he flee. He's saying, woof, that was close. I almost got eaten by that dog. Pay attention. A monkey, he's looking all the scenario and what's happening, and he's saying, okay. So he's seeing the opportunity to talk to the tiger and then maybe get some protection from the tiger and go to the tiger and say, hey, tiger, you know what? I know what the dog did. He just mocking you. He was just, you know, taking the bones from the floor and saying this, so he was just mocking you. What? Are you kidding me? No, it's true. Hop on me. Let's go over there. The same thing. So now monkey is on the tiger, running towards the dog. The dog sees and say, oh, man, now they're coming. And now a monkey over him. Oh, my goodness, what I'm going to do? So then when the tiger with the monkey was really close, now the dog just say, where is that monkey that I sent like a couple hours ago to bring me that tiger so I can eat it? The tiger flee again. Smart. So the whole application out of this story, it is you have the enemy facing you every single day, every single second, right now. You have things going on right now in your head. And the enemy is bothering you sometimes or most of the time. And how are you reacting? How are you seeking to fight against him and against all those things that is not from God is the important thing that we need to learn over here. And that's why in Psalm 62:5 says, yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him all times, at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. So who is your refuge right now? When you have a problem and trouble, who you run for? Maybe verbally we can say, I'm going to my Father God. Really, come on, let's be honest, transparent. Who you run to? To the 401k? To the retirement plan? To mom, dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband? Who you running? Are you really taking refuge of him, or you're taking refuge of other things over here? while you're really talking to Him right away and say, Father God, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Help me. I'm taking refuge on You right now. Protect me. Cover me. I can't handle this situation. I can't. I need Your help. I need Your support. I need Your rock. I need You to deliver me from out of this situation. The second point that I want to share with you guys today is shield. The purpose of the shield, it is to protect the warrior or user of that shield from harm by intercepting attacks, and also includes the personal defense. Both of the things. So when in the Bible, when we learn more about to trust in God, it's kind of like a shield. We already read some scripture that is saying that. Not just a refuge, but also a shield. So in Psalm 4:8, it says, in peace I will lay down and sleep. For You alone, Lord, take me, dwell in safety. And when we learn more about the protection and safety from God being a shield, and you guys know that in the Bible, in Ephesians, it's talking about the armor of God. And one of the armor of God is talking about the shield, the protection. And it's the shield of faith. And the purpose of that shield of faith is to cover all the darts from the enemy. Darts of the enemy, you can interpret the way of his throwing to you, to your mind, some thoughts that is not from God, that is from him. So the faith of God, believing in God, is your shield, is your protection. So that will cover you and protect your mind and your thoughts, which is going to bring the peace of God when you have the mind of Jesus Christ in your heart. Isaiah 54:16. You guys know this scripture. This is really interesting. And you see, and it says 54:16, Isaiah. See, it is I who created the blacksmith. Who? This is God talking. Pay attention. This is God talking. Who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. God is the creator. God. And now he's going to 17 and says, no weapon forged against you will prevail. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. God is the one that created everything and everyone. And I know that we use this and we say there's no weapon forged against you. There's no of words or anything against you. And yes, we can use that. But God is the one that create everything and everyone. And what does that mean when it says forged weapon? It means that metal that is being put into fire until it is really in the place or the moment that you can forge it and form it in the specific way that they need to be specific made. So for the war, for the fight, and that specific forge weapon, it is made for you and for me in a specific way. But when we trust God, because He's the creator, He's the one that created the blacksmith, He's the one that created the coal, He's the one that created everything, He say, trust in me, don't worry, there's nothing against you. There's nothing that is going to accuse you. There's nothing that is not going to prevail against you. Because I was the one creating everything. And I can tell anything or to anyone to stop. But we need to put our trust in Him. We keep learning more in the Bible about shield. We can go through different topics and different scriptures. But I want to share with you guys the last point today, which is love and faith. Because when we understand love and faith, we learn about controlling the fear. There's some fear in your life and my life. We already went through these last weekends about the fall in the garden, how fear showed up in our life. And it was because our eyes were open. And because our eyes were open, now we can see that we're naked. And because we're naked, we're ashamed, and now fear show up in our hearts and mind, according to Scripture. Now, there's a fear here on the earth, and that's the fear that we're talking about. But there's a fear of the Lord that I want to also talk about. It's two different things. Romans 8:35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long." This is not just a break that I'm facing just death at work, and then when I come home, oh, finally, whew, a break. This is facing death every single second, every moment of our life. "We are considered a sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen to that. There's nothing that it can separate us from that. And that's the love and faith that we need to have, to understand that, trusting in that, trusting that nothing in the world will separate that love from us. In Hebrews 13:5-6 says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Let's go to the Bible, Luke. And I'm saying that because I think I don't have it over there, so we have to open the Bible. Let's go to Luke 16. Luke 16, we can see the parable of the shrewd manager. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is in continuation of talking different parables before that chapter. You know, he's talking about the lost son, the prodigal son, the lost coin, the lost sheep, and then he gets to this point. So we need to understand the context of that. Pharisees were there, disciples were there, but he's talking to the disciples. And he starts sharing how the manager was taking care of the possessions of the rich man. So keep the perspective. This is Jesus Christ talking to the disciples. There was Pharisees over there. And he's putting this example about a rich man putting or giving all the authority to this manager to take care of his possessions. And it looks like this manager was not doing the job correctly. It looks like he was taking gaining out of that or managing that incorrectly. And Jesus Christ gets to a point when he's talking about loving the money and not loving the money, because the money is not the problem, it's the love of money is the problem. And that's the point that I want to share, is just that love and faith to God, not to the money or other things. Because that will remove that trust to God and then give the trust to the money or trust to other things over here. But we need to understand that God is giving you that authority. God is blessing you to be in places and positions that He allowed you to be right now. For some reasons, for some purpose. If you have that bless from God, it's our responsibility to manage that correctly. We do have gift. We do have talents from God that we need to take care of, that we need to manage it correctly. There's another parable, a story, when he's talking about the servants. And one of them says, I just hide it because I was afraid of you. I know you are a man that he can harm me, or, you know. And he hid it. He didn't reproduce that or multiply that. So what are you doing with your gift and talents that God is giving to you today? Are you multiplying that, or are you not multiplying that? Because the point that I want to share with you guys is, we're talking about trust. God trusts in you and deposits that in you. The rich man have the confidence and the trust and give the possession to this manager. The same thing with you and me. He gave us that authority. We have that possession. How are we managing that? We're not just talking about money. How are you putting or using the gift of God, the talents that He gave you, His possession, His love, His compassion, His mercy? Are you using it or not using it? Or are you just keeping it and say, I'm not going to use it? I'm in this situation right now that I'm supposed to love my brother, that I'm supposed to have mercy or compassion. I'm not going to do it. But God give you that. Use it. It's the moment right now. Trust in Him. No. I trust in the situation that I have in the past. And I'm here in this corner, shame, that I don't want to do anything. We need to get out of there. We get to this point when in verse 8, Jesus Christ says, the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcome into eternal dwellings. Whoa, wait a second. What are you saying, Jesus? Because this guy, he was lying over here. I'm not going to say anything, because there's not too much over here, but I'm going to let you go and study that yourself. Because some of the considerations, it is that this manager was going back to these people. Remember, he was already misleading these people, or misleading the manager, the rich man's possessions, managing that incorrectly. He was going to these people and saying, how much you own? 100. Okay, let's put it down in 50. Just take it in consideration, take it home and study over there. But maybe that 50, it was the mismanagement that he was doing. And now, he was just returning that back to the right state that it's supposed to be, and not gaining anything for him. Because Jesus Christ, then he was saying, the same way that the worldly people are managing these things, they're more shrewd than us. And we need to learn how to manage these in the spiritual realms. Which is, if God is giving you the possession, if God is giving you the authority to manage His things, use it correctly. Right now, you are in this world, in this earth, managing things that He's allowing you to have, being a manager, being a dad, being a, I don't know, owner of a company. And He's allowing you to have that. Manage that correctly, the right way, because He is just positioning you to the right place, so when you are in the spiritual realms, it's going to be for eternal dwelling. In other words, that's why in number 10 it says, whoever can be trusted with very, very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Are you trusting in God or you're trusting in other things? You cannot serve both. You have to or trust God or you trust the other things. Money, wealth, name it, different things. But if we trust God in the little things over here on the earth, He will put you in the right high places. 1 John 4:16 says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And that's the only way the fear can live or flee in your life. Love and faith. When we have that love and faith, shield and refuge in God, the protection and trust is governing our hearts and mind, and it will continue opening the doors that it needs to be open and closing the one that it needs to be closed. And that's it. I want to close with Deuteronomy 31:8. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, and I declare and encourage you through this word, the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. You will never leave, or He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. He is with you all the time. He will protect you. He will cover you. Just trust in Him. Give your heart to Him, and He will continue blessing you with His protection. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for this time and blessing. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for this church. Thank you for everyone. We praise you and we worship you. We declare and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ in everything that we're doing. Thank you for the opportunity to preach the word and to talk about it. Thank you for the experiences that you're giving to us, because that's continued growing us according to your will. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.